You might recall last week I went off on a bit of a tangent regarding the, as I term them, the hot air blowhards in Trenton needing to take action in the wake of the suicide death of Adriana Kush, a young girl who took her life after being bullied and having a video of that bullying be posted on social media. Well, there's been reactions and actions. Governor Phil Murphy said that a statewide review and reexamination of anti-bullying efforts in schools could be, would have been nice if he said would be, but could be a direct response to Adriana Kush's death, saying, I can't say specifically, but the answer will be yes. We always look in the mirror after something like this, and this is an awful, awful, awful tragedy. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilhemer has confirmed the four juveniles are facing charges in connection to the fight that took place in the hallway. One teen is facing charges of aggravated assault, two charged with conspiracy to commit aggravated assault, and the fourth charged with harassment. Now that's reaction into action followed by more action. That courtesy of the New Jersey Republicans in the 9th Legislative District introducing legislation that would require all school districts, all of them, no exceptions, to report all assaults resulting in an injury to the police, which is something that Central Regional School District, where Adriana Kush was beaten and led her to her suicide death, they simply sent her to the nurse's office. The delegation, Republican State Senator Christopher Connors, Assemblyman Brian Rumpf, and Assemblywoman Diane Grove, they announced their intention to introduce legislation would address this void that's been taking place, saying they reached out to the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office after Adriana's suicide to better understand the incident and the realize that new state laws would be necessary and certainly appropriate. In the statement that they released, saying amending state law would provide consistency, meaning that an incident of assault would no longer be dealt with as a matter of a school's individual policy. Those who wish to cause harm to their fellow students should not be able to view schools as sanctuaries to commit acts of violence. Any assault resulting in injury on school property should be treated the same as an assault that occurs anywhere else. Amen to that.